Welcome back. What if generating one word from an AI meant recalculating every single word that came before it? Our guest is an expert on the mechanics of large language models. Welcome to the show. Is that really how they work?
Glad to be here. And in a sense, yes, that's the naive approach. It highlights a huge inefficiency that AI models have to solve during what we call inference, which is just the process of generating an answer from a prompt.
So when I type "a sunset is" into a chatbot, that's inference. What's the problem?
The problem is that generating the full response, say, "a sunset is beautiful," happens in stages. First, there's the pre-fill stage, where the model processes your input, "a sunset is," all at once to predict the very first output word, "beautiful."
Okay, that makes sense. It reads my whole prompt, then starts writing.
Correct. But then comes the decode stage, where it generates every subsequent word, one by one. To predict the word after beautiful, the model now has to consider the entire sequence. A sunset is beautiful.
And this is where the inefficiency comes in. It has to reread everything from the beginning, every single time it adds one new word?
Without an optimization, yes. The core of this is the attention mechanism, which calculates how important each token is to every other token. To do this, it creates three matrices from the input, the query, key, and value matrices. Think of them as different perspectives on the input tokens.
So for every new word, it would have to completely recalculate the key and value matrices for the entire ever-growing sentence. That sounds slow.
It's incredibly slow. It would be like a storyteller having to retell the entire story from page one just to figure out the next sentence. The computation would grow quadratically. It's unworkable.
Right. Not a very efficient storyteller. So what's the fix? What is this KV cache?
The fix comes from two key insights. First, to predict the next token, you don't need the attention calculations for all the previous tokens. You only need the attention context for the very last token you just generated.
Oh, so we only need to focus on the new word?
Partially. Here's the second insight. To calculate that context for the new word, you need two things: its own query vector and the entire key and value matrices for all the words that came before it.
But wait, didn't you say recalculating those full matrices was the problem?
It is, and the solution is the cache part of KV cache. The key and value matrices for the initial prompt, "a sunset is," were already computed during the prefill stage. So why compute them again? We just save them. We cache them.
So you store the key and value matrices from the prompt. And then what happens when the first new word, "beautiful," is generated?
We only compute the key and value vectors for that one new word, "beautiful." Then we just append them to the cached matrices. We never recompute the old parts. The cache grows by one row with each new token generated.
That's the game changer. You're not rereading the whole book. You're just adding a new page and looking at the table of contents.
Spot on. We only compute what's new. We take the query for the newest token, compare it against the full cached key matrix, and apply that to the full cached value matrix. This saves a massive amount of redundant computation.
This seems so fundamental. Why do some people say there's no query cache? Why only cache the K and the V?
Because, as we saw, for each new step, you only need the query vector for the newest token. You never need the query vectors of the past tokens to predict the future one, so there's simply nothing to be gained by caching them.
So the KV cache makes inference much, much faster. Are there any downsides?
There's always a trade-off. Storing that cache takes up a lot of memory on the GPU. The longer the conversation, the bigger the cache, and the more memory it eats. This memory consumption is a major bottleneck in modern AI, and it's why researchers are developing new attention mechanisms to solve it.
Before we wrap up, if a listener remembers just one idea about KV cache, what should it be?
Stop rereading the book. Just write the next page and add it to the story you've already stored.
Never recompute what you can cache. A powerful lesson for computers and humans. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.